Canva.
Yeah, it is. In sports, as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. We listened to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/T-Boy or text T-Boy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/T-Boy or text T-Boy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Friday, the real Friday, December 15th. And today's pod. Oh, Jack, this is the best one yet. What a T-Boy.
The top three pop business news stories you need to know today.
But Jack, before we hit the pod, you want to unwrap some gifts for the Yetis? I think we got a couple under the tree.
We are doing something wild on Christmas Eve this year.
Yetis, Jack and I are going to gift you something that we never gifted before. What is it, Jack?
We're going to publish our first listicle. It's the 25 best T-Boy takeaways of all time.
Subscribe to the best newsletter yet to get the best takeaways yet.
Yeah. To get the top 25 takeaways, go to tboypod.com/newsletter.
But Yetis, Jack and I, there are two of us. We got to give two gifts to you. Jack, what's our second gift for the besties out there?
We have bonus pods all week next week. We're calling it the best of the best.
Yetis, Jack and I curated the best stories of the best year on five different themes.
We'll keep those five themes a surprise. But tune in on Monday or over your holiday break for the T-Boy of T-Boys.
Yetis, Jack and I are literally whipping up five episodes for you. But in the meantime, Jack, we have the best pod we've ever done today. So what are our three stories?
For our first story, yesterday, stocks finished at an all-time record high.
2023, it started as a bear, it's ending like a bull.
For our second story, Spotify Wrapped had its moment. But the new trend is dating wrapped.
Dating wrapped. Whether you are single or in a committed relationship, Yetis, dating wrapped has a takeaway for all of us.
And our third and final story. Santa and his elves are working their butts off right now.
So Jack and I are jumping in T-Boy style. We're looking at the numbers from Santa Incorporated.
From Claus Industries.
From St. Nick LLC, a registered B Corporation.
Because Santa is an $11 trillion a year business.
Santa's worth 11 trillion bucks, and the whole family can enjoy this story.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix of stories.
That is a wild mix of stories for the pod, Jack.
We've got some awkward news, unfortunately.
Yetis, we do have some awkward news. Jack and I were looking at the numbers, and
according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics,
the cost of the 12 days of Christmas just hit a record high.
That's right. It's easier to get Taylor Swift tickets right now than Seven Swans of Swimming.
In this economy?
We looked it up. The price of six geese a-laying is up 8% from last year.
Because egg prices, they're still popping. It's a frittata fiasco out there.
If you need to find 12 drummers drumming, that's going to cost you $3,000 right now.
Are we going to blame Ticketmaster? Let's blame Ticketmaster, Jack.
10 lords a-leaping? Good luck. The price is up 4%.
Yeah, because those lords were on strike with the actors, of course.
Even 5 golden rings hit an all-time high.
Like, literally, the price of gold is at an all-time high.
That's why the 12 Days of Christmas this year costs a total $47,000.
Christmasflation is not fun. So Jack and I decided to do something a little different this year.
We whipped up our own 12 days of Christmas.
We whipped up our 12 days of T-Boy. Jack, you've got the honors. Why don't you kick us off? I love the way you were singing earlier.
La, 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 la.
Right on key, right on key.
12 T-Swift tickets.
11 chatbots chatting.
10 dinks a-dinking.
9 tips a-creeping.
8 Xers tweeting.
7 actors striking.
6 cyber truckers.
5 Costco hot dogs.
4 Grimace milkshakes.
3 AI Drake songs.
2 Stanley tumblers.
And an air fryer just for me.
You've looked fantastic all year. Jack, we got a fantastic show.
Yes, we do.
Let's hit our 3 stories.
15 years before this song, 2 boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, instead of a recession, we're finishing the year with all-time high stock prices, baby.
We were expecting a bear this year, but we got a bull instead.
Yeah, it is. We got to set the scene. Jack, take us back. What were we hearing 1 year ago? Bring out the crystal ball, the magic, whatever. Talk to us. What were we hearing?
1 year ago, the number one prediction for 2023 was the R word.
Ah, you gotta say it. I think it's more like the R word.
Recession.
We just said it out loud. Yetis, analysts, economists, CEOs, Jamie Dimon. They're all talking about recessions, right, Jack?
They were expecting high unemployment this year and stocks to continue dropping this year.
Even Zuck said it would be the year of efficiency. Translation, Jack?
The year of layoffs for tech companies like Facebook.
But get this, Yetis.
Stocks are ending the week at all-time record highs.
It's the Santa Surge, the Hanukkah hop, the Kwanzaa crush. Yeah, it is. This is the reindeer rally. Talk to us, man. What's going on?
It was Rudolph's rally. The S&P 500 is up 31% since October.
Besties, if you include dividends, we just eclipsed the previous high for the stock market from January 2022.
And the Dow? That just passed 37,000 points for the first time in history.
Get this. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now twice as high as it was from the very bottom of the pandemic.
How's your portfolio, Greg?
It is strong to quite strong.
That's how a lot of people feel right now. Yeah.
But Yetis, Jack and I were curious. We jumped in T-Boy style. And really, there is one specific reason why stocks are up to record highs this year.
That one specific reason is the Fed.
Because this week, our central bank, the Fed, announced a paradigm shift that no one expected.
From rising interest rates to falling interest rates.
Because besties, for nearly 2 years, the Federal Reserve has blasted us with these painfully high interest rates.
And the goal of those high interest rates was to slow down the economy in order to slow down inflation.
For the whole year, we've been referring to high interest rates as like Godzilla, because they were scary.
It was scary. But yesterday, the Fed basically announced, mission accomplished.
Without causing a recession, our central bank has managed to tame inflation. It has managed to tame Godzilla.
So Jerry Powell and his colleagues predict that they're going to start lowering interest rates next year.
Which no one expected.
The Fed forecast that they would cut interest rates 3 times in 2024.
Yet this is a total 180 degree reversal. The news was such a shock that it just pushed stocks to all-time highs.
On the last night of Hanukkah.
On the last night of Hanukkah.
See? Latkes and vodkas.
We asked and we shall receive. Mazel tov, Morgan Stanley. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are everyone in the economy?
The biggest gift this holiday season is a bull market.
Yetis, by lowering interest rates, the Federal Reserve would loosen up more money into the economy in 2024.
And if that happens, it would make it easier for everyone, people, consumers, businesses, to borrow and to spend.
For example, next year, mortgage rates should come down so it's easier to buy a house.
Interest rates on car loans, those should come down so it's easier to upgrade your Honda.
Venture capitalists can raise more money so entrepreneurs can raise more funding.
If interest rates come down next year, our buddy Timmy's finally going to launch that chatbot startup.
You got it, Timmy. Oh, and Darlene from Dunkin', she can finally get that loan to open up her own coffee spot.
If the Fed cuts interest rates, it's going to loosen the money situation and make loans easier to get.
And that is why the biggest gift this year was a bull market. For our second story, the most viral trend right now, it's not Spotify Wrapped. It's dating wrapped.
This story starts with dating, but it ends with Socrates.
Jack, we are all familiar with Spotify Wrapped, right? We've shared our Wrapped.
Yeah, your top artist this year was Adele.
Oh, 14 hours of rolling in the deep. Sign me up. No judgments.
Spotify Wrapped was Spotify's genius growth hack.
Yeah, for a solid 3 days every year, Spotify is trending everywhere because they whip up your Spotify Wrapped.
And now every app has a knockoff year in review feature. And most of them just don't work.
You're using Yelp, you're using OpenTable. They're all trying to do some wrapped year in review-y thing.
How about Walgreens Wrapped?
Oh, congratulations. You bought 7 tubes of Thytastrosol this year.
Oh, I can't wait to share that. Thanks, Walgreens.
It did last for longer than 4 hours. I guess I gotta call Walgreens.
Yeah, it is. This week, though, we found a Spotify Wrapped knockoff that's actually working.
We found a Spotify Wrapped spinoff that is doing things no one else is doing.
It's called Dating Wrapped.
Dating Wrapped, a year-end review of your dating data.
Now, there's no single app offering you Dating Wrapped data like Spotify offers you Music Wrapped data.
But people are tracking their dating statistics and then posting on social media their own Dating Wrapped presentation.
Yeah, it's called Dating Wrapped. And those kinds of videos have 100 million views on TikTok.
Now, Yetis, we know what you're thinking because you might be wondering, why are daters sharing their love life data publicly in presentation PowerPoints for the whole world to see?
It's partly to reach romantic insights and conclusions about themselves.
Yes, it is.
And partly for catharsis.
So, Jack, let's say we jump in T-boy style and we watch a Dating Wrapped video of someone's analytical approach to their love life. What are we going to see?
You're going to see a pie chart showing where you met the people you dated with this year.
Maybe you met 50% on Hinge, 30% on Bumble, 12% in real life, 8% on Strava. Which one was the most effective?
Then you're going to see their calculation on the average amount they spent on their first dates.
Turns out you dropped $82.19 on average. That includes tapas. That does not include tip. You're going to have to round up.
People are showing their first kiss percentage rates, like how many first dates resulted in a first kiss.
People are sharing their D-floor makeout percentages, and that just hit an all-time high, Jack.
Oh, it's getting quite statistical. Like, people are calculating their first date conversions.
Right, like what percentage of initial dates resulted in a second date, and what can we learn that caused that high conversion rate?
People are even confessing their ghosting rates.
Oh, their ghosting rates. That's the worst one, Jack.
How many people just stop texting instead of like ending it properly?
Is splitting the tab a rate? Is that a red flag? Or is that a leading indicator?
It's called Dating Wrapped. It's a raw, honest, and cathartic format for you to have a little fun about your dating situation.
It's an annual report on the quarterly earnings that are you and your love life.
But it reveals a more fundamental value that these daters are doing.
Dating Wrapped reveals something bigger. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for all our buddies doing Dating Wrapped?
A life not examined is not a life worth living.
Yetis, that quote applies to your life and your business. Because we're all so busy, it's just easy to move from one thing to the next and just never reflect on anything you just did.
Yeah, before you know it, months or years have passed. Where did they go? You're still doing the same thing you were doing before.
For example, Jack and I produce a podcast every single day. We have a shortage of time to reflect on all the work we've done all year.
There have been stretches of my life where I've just done the same thing because I've never paused to reconsider.
So when we do take time off, it's important to ask yourself questions, to look back on what you've been doing.
Have I been enjoying this? Is this what's best for me? Should I change things up right now?
Are there new ideas we should be launching? Are there old products we should be shutting down?
Socrates said, a life not examined is not a life worth living.
Well, Dating Wrapped is a perfect example of people examining their lives.
And the end of the year is the perfect time to do it.
Yeah, if you have the data, great. If not, just think about the way you spend your time and the people you spend it with.
Just reflect.
Because as Socrates said, a life unexamined is not worth living.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Eddie's, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yeti's, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
For our third and final story, with the holidays coming up, Jack and I are looking at the business of Santa Claus, or as he calls it, Claus Industries.
When your competitive advantage is magic, you have a monopoly.
Yetis, 'twas 2 weeks before Christmas and all through the condo.
All the T-Boys were stirring, even the Ford Bronco.
So Jack and I are jumping in T-Boy style to the big man in red's business model.
We're jumping in T-Boy style to Santa Inc.
Or as it's registered legally in Wilmington, Delaware, Claus Industries. Right, Jack? What do we learn about Claus Industries?
It's a highly seasonal business. All their sales happen on one day every year.
Santa's business is like Spirit Halloween or the turkey industry, right, Jack?
But its sales are even more concentrated on December 25th only. That's the only day they're open for business.
Now, Yetis, Jack and I, by complete chance, fortunately got the annual report from Claus Industries.
Ticker symbol NICE. It's traded on the North Pole Stock Exchange.
And here is the key competitive advantage to Santa Claus's very own international business.
It's the supply chain. Santa's supply chain is more important than any other company we've ever covered.
And this supply chain happens to also be highly concentrated. It's based exactly at the North Pole.
Yeah, they have a massive workforce of elves who build toys in one giant wonderful factory.
Now, we should point out that Father Christmas has never shared sales figures publicly, but Jack and I whipped out the whiteboard for this one.
Yeah, we calculated the sales, the annual revenues of Claus Industries.
It turns out, Yetis, that 36 countries do not observe Christmas as a public holiday.
But Santa doesn't check passports, so we're going to assume he delivers to all children worldwide.
So Jack, if that's the case, then what's the market size for Santa's business?
Well, 25% of the world's population is under 14 years old.
And that would be 2 billion customers.
And we'll assume that Santa delivers one gift to each child worldwide.
But Jack, we do have to adjust for the naughty factor, don't we?
But the data shows that those numbers are negligible.
Yeah, it turns out the naughty factor is actually very negligible.
So Yetis, if each gift costs $10 for 2 billion children worldwide,
then that would be $20 billion in sales for Claus Industries all in one day.
Now we should point out, Santa waives the price with a 100% discount, bringing down revenue substantially for Claus Industries.
It's basically a buy one, get that same one free policy, Jack.
Yeah, and there's also a labor risk this company faces.
Right, like Jack, what if the elves go on strike? Like, that's kind of a problem, right?
I think they're relatively content, though.
Besties, Jack and I checked with the elves union spokesperson, and apparently they're paid a living wage of gumdrops and candy canes. So.
And all the syrup they want.
And they get 360 days of vacation.
Oh, by the way, this year, don't leave cookies for Santa.
Yeah, Santa's on Ozempic, so he's only drinking skim milk this year. Maybe some mule milk. So Jack, what's the takeaway for all our buddies who won't stock in Claus Industries?
If Santa could scale his magic, he'd be 11 times bigger than Walmart.
All right, Yetis, follow us on the numbers here. $20 billion of sales in one day. Jack, can we extrapolate Santa's revenues for the entire year?
If Christmas were every day, which was my dream every night as a child.
It was my dream. I'll take it. Let's run with it, Jack.
Then Claus Industries would generate $7 trillion of revenue each year.
$7 trillion in revenue, Jack. Could you sprinkle on some context for us, please, over there?
That's 11 times Walmart's annual revenue.
Yet he's assuming Claus, the toy company, makes the same profit margins as Hasbro, the toy company.
Then they'd make $511 billion in profits every year.
Sit down, stand up, and sit on our lap again. Yetis, that is five times as much profit as Apple.
There you have it. If Santa could scale magic, Claus Industries would be 11 Walmarts in size.
And Santa would be five times as profitable as Apple.
Now, at the very least, Santa, can you launch a second Christmas in July?
I mean, if Amazon Prime can do it, so can't Claus Industries?
Not even good King Wenceslas could complain about that.
And that is the annual report on Claus Industries.
St. Nick LLC, a registered certified B Corporation.
Gifts limited to nice children. Gift policy does not apply to children naughty for more than 183 days a year.
No reindeer were harmed in the making of this podcast.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the real Friday?
Stocks closed Thursday at all-time record highs, thanks to the Fed's plans to cut interest rates next year.
The best gift for the 2024 economy would be a bull market.
For our second story, dating wrapped is the new TikTok trend, diving into daters' dating data.
The lesson is reflection, because a life unexamined is not worth living.
And our third and final story, Santa's business, Claus Industries, serves 2 billion customers on one day a year.
If Santa scaled that magic to every day, he'd be as big as 11 Walmarts.
And he'd make five times the profits of Apple. But Yetis, this pod's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, the newest venture from Elon Musk. It looks like it's going to be a school.
Yeah, tax filings from Elon's charitable organization show he's planning a STEM university in the state of Texas.
And second, for the first time in 2 years, rental prices in Manhattan actually fell from like $4,500 on average.
Huge news for New York City-based dinks.
And finally, Apple is about to hit a wild milestone. Get this. Apple is about to be bigger than the stock market of France.
France has the most valuable stock market in all of Europe, but Apple's $3.1 trillion valuation is the same size as France's stock market.
It's already bigger than England and it's already bigger than Germany.
One company is more valuable than the stock markets of those entire countries.
Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Patrick Meehan from lovely Bradenton, Florida.
Trivia. Who is the world's largest manufacturer of tires?
I mean, Jack, you're thinking Michelin, you're thinking Goodyear.
Bridgestone?
Firestone?
You'd be wrong.
Because the biggest manufacturer of tires on Earth is actually Lego.
Lego's manufactured 306 million tires in 2022.
Which is 100 million more tires than Michelin.
Backbreaking work from the elves on the North Pole.
The North Pole, where the rubber meets the road. Yetis, you've looked fantastic all year, and this happens to be our last daily pod of the year.
Thank you so much for listening all year. As we mentioned, we have bonus pods all of next week, but we just want to say thank you for this year.
We do, and that's why Jack and I wanted to leave you with so many gifts that we're whipping up for you. What do we got, Jack?
Our top 25 T-Boys are yours if you subscribe at tboypod.com/newsletter.
If you still want to get some merch, we're wearing the T-Boy swagger. Jack and I got it also on tboypod.com/shop.
And finally, next week, we whipped up five bonus pods, the best of the best, for you to listen to over the holidays.
Five surprise pods of the T-Boys of the T-Boys.
In the meantime, I'm going to go shadow the work of some of those elves.
Yetis, celebrate the wins. Jack and I will see you for the bonus pods. And before we go, a happy birthday to Yeti Adam Masowitz, who forgot his passport, but then got his passport back and is now celebrating the 30th birthday in Cancun.
Happy 29th birthday to Carl Velotti in Boise, Idaho.
And Grayson Carter is turning 21 at Vandy. Anchor down.
Happy birthday to Sofia Arguere Corcara from Mexico, who's celebrating 43 years today.
And Odin Barber is turning 11, loving airplanes in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Congratulations to Justin Wurst, who's about to have the best birthday yet.
And Mike Green is turning 50 years old in Ackworth, Georgia.
Happy birthday to Sebastian Sabagl, who's celebrating a new job at the sheriff's office down in Daytona Beach.
And Anish Bajaj, enjoy flying somewhere really cool for that birthday. Celebrate that win.
Happy birthday to Kenny Corbett, who's celebrating with his golden retriever in San Francisco.
And Ronald Reyes is reading a book for his birthday down in Miami Beach.
Happy birthday to Taras Milenchenko, the man, the myth, the legend, in lovely Austin, Texas.
And Walter L. Margeson III and Evie Vieira are a couple of T-boys who are celebrating an anniversary in Juneau, Alaska.
And Kelly Bradenbaugh has a brand spanking new meniscus and is recovering just outside Rochester.
And Shelby and Eric are having a baby in lovely Los Angeles.
Congratulations to Noah Kaylees and his wife, who are having an anniversary and just found out they're having a baby girl.
And Nick and Jackie have gone from dings to dinkwads. They just got a puppy for Hanukkah.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-bar.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Ford and Amazon, and Nick and I both own stock of Spotify and Apple, and we both own some ETFs of the S&P 500. Two Stanley Tumblers.
And it.
And an air fryer just. Oh,
stay with me. Yeah, stay with me.
Yeah, and I'm a liar. And an air fryer just for me. If you like the best one yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.